Yo, ATV, what up? After the benediction is here. We back, man. It's another week. It's another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. I apologize to all the old listeners. I know y'all waiting for praise and worship. I got no song for you this week. I'm not in the studio. I'm actually out.
I'm traveling. I'm in Philadelphia looking for a place to stay for when I move back in June. My company has something called a housing hunting trip. And so that's why I am looking for a place to stay, trying to find an apartment. So I praise God for that. I'll be celebrating my 1 year anniversary during my move. So I'm extremely excited. So I praise God, but I will not have praise and worship to start the show off. So I apologize in advance. It's amazing what the devil will do. I'm titling this show The Devil's Mind Games. The Devil's Mind Games. It's such an apropos title because I just lived it. My very self, I just lived it. And so it's only right that I preach about what I've experienced. It's only right that I preach about what I know from me. So The Devil's Mind Games, the verse that I'm going to stick with and I'm going to reference the entire sermon is Revelations chapter 1, verse 8. And that really, man, I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to that. That little verse, because it's such a small verse. It's just one verse, but there's so much power in it. So much power. I'll go ahead and read it right now. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. That's the verse that I'm going with. I titled the show The Devil's Mind Games, and I'm going right into it. As I get started, it's amazing how the mind works. You see, the mind is an amazing muscle. I mean, it controls your entire body. What you think your body does, what your mind says to your body is how your body will feel, how your body will react, how your body will operate. And so if you allow the devil to take your mind, you're in bad shape. You're in bad shape. And see, what the devil tries to do is if he could just get your mind, Then he's confident that he could get the rest. But you see, we don't have to worry about that because we have a God that's Alpha and Omega, that is the beginning and the ending. We have a God who is, who was, and who is to come. See, we don't have to worry about that. But when you think about the title, The Devil's Mind Games, you have to ask yourself, you say, well, Nick, what does that really mean? What kind of games is the devil playing? And then you got to think about where you are. You see, at some point we're all in a situation. It may be a great situation in which you feel like it couldn't get any better, and that you really got the best out of it. It could be a bad situation where you feel like it couldn't get any worse. Your situation couldn't get any worse. You're having the worst day known to man. But then you could be in the middle where you had some results. I mean, you aren't sure either way, but you could have done better, but you could have done a lot worse. But see, these are scenarios or situations that we can find ourselves in. But see, it's in those very situations where the devil tries to steal your mind. See, when you go out and you put your best foot forward, but the result isn't what you hoped for, you're dwelling on what didn't happen, what could have happened, but you don't have control of that. See, what God wants us to do is God wants us to be grateful, to be thankful for where we are. Because if it had not been for the grace of God, if it had not been for what God had called us to do, if it had not been for His grace and His mercy,
we wouldn't be where we are today. I mean, it's straightforward. We're worried about what didn't happen. We're worried about where we aren't. I need y'all to start thinking about, wait, I watched it. I need us to start thinking about where we used to be.
me. Stop focusing on what you used to not be able to do. Stop focusing on the drinks you used to drink. Start focusing on the lies you used to tell. Stop thanking God for the money you used to steal. I'm going to keep going until I get to you. We're worrying about what we're failing from, but we're not thinking about where we came from. God is saying, stop letting the devil steal my joy. Stop letting the devil get into your mind and start thinking about the things that you're still doing, the things that you're falling short of, and start thinking about where you used to be, the things you used to do that you aren't doing as much anymore. Oh, come on. It's deep. It gets deep because see, what the devil wants us to do is he wants us to think that we're not making any progress. He wants us to hang our head and start thinking about the things that we haven't done yet. The goals that we set out for ourselves, the plans that we made for ourselves, when all in all, we're right in line with the plan that God had for us. It's the devil's mind games. We gotta block out our mind. We gotta put the God's armor around our mind. We gotta start filling our brain with the word so that we're protected from the. Oh, come on, y'all not hearing me. We gotta be protected from the warfare, from the shots, from the armor, or from the ammo of the devil. That's what this is all about. We gotta stay focused. Revelations 1:8 is straightforward. God said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. God is saying, you don't have to worry about what used to happen. You don't gotta worry about what didn't happen, because I allowed you to start in the beginning, and I'm going to see to it that you end the way I have planned for you, the way I have called for you, the way that I have destined for you to end. But then he says, I am which is. You don't have to worry about what's going on right now, because God developed it, he directed it, and he dictated it, and then he dedicated it to you. He is what is going on right now. He is what used to happen. He said, I am the Lord which is and which was, which means everything that happened in your past is because God said that it should happen. It's because God destined for it to happen. It's because God planned it for you, and he said, this is what's going to happen for him. This is what's going to happen for her. God has directed and created and sculptured a life of greatness for you. And you're going to have to go through some storms. You're going to have to go through some pain. You're going to have to go through some rain. But you need to stop worrying about the sunshine you didn't see and start thanking God that the rain wasn't as much as before, that the pain isn't as much as before, that the sickness isn't as much as before. You might not be healed, but you're healing. You might not be, pain free, but it's pain less. You ain't, y'all not hearing me. Y'all not hearing me. You listen, God is saying, stop worrying about what isn't and thank me for what it used to be. You might be in debt, but it's not as much. You might not have money, but you got more than you used to have. Y'all not hearing me. God is saying, stop letting the devil get attack your mind. Stop letting the devil get his hands on your mind and belittle the blessings I have given you since the beginning. It's here in the text, because the text is basically saying that you guys are out there worried about your situation as if I wasn't there when you stepped out on your career, when you stepped out on your goal, when you stepped out towards your accomplishment, when you made the decision to come to me. I was the one that called you. I was the one that made you get up out the pew and walk down to the altar. And now that you've made the decision and storm has come your way, you letting the devil attack your mind. But then he said, I'm which is. Which means I knew you was going to do this anyway. But I'm so good and I'm so great that you don't have to worry about that. Because everything that you're going through, I saw coming. Everything that you're doing, I'm prepared for. Because I'm which is, but watch this, I'm which was. You are because of you. You are what you are because what have I allowed you to go through. You are what you are because of the test that I allowed you to get through. You are what you are because I said you are going to live through it. Because I said you are going to go through it. But watch this.
He said, I'm which is to come. I put you through what you're going through. I put you through what you're in right now because I have a plan for you that is bigger than anything you can imagine. Yeah, you fell short. Yeah, it didn't work out. But I am almighty, Alpha and Omega. And because of me, it is the very situation that you're in that is going to allow you to get to a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive.
Oh man. Oh man, it's getting hot in this car. That's right. I'm in the car because the devil tried to play a mind game with me. The devil tried to distract me. You see, the devil, this is what the devil does. I give the devil he's the devil of mass distraction. Yeah. He uses DWMS instead of weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, the devil uses weapons of mass distraction. He tried to distract me from bringing forth the word to you. He tried to give me other options in which that I could get involved with so I wouldn't bring forth this word. But God said, I am which is. I am which was. And because I already skipped one, I'm not going to skip another one because I had to go through the skip to not skip again. You got to go through the storm to be prepared for the next one. See what God is saying is that it's because of the storms that make us who we are. You see, he wanted me to skip this word. He tried to get in my mind. He said, release the old show. Give them something you already killed and don't bring forth this word. But God said, nah. I'm going to allow the devil to put that in your mind. But because I'm which is to come, I'm not going to allow you to skip the word. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use the very storm that you went through in your mind to bring forth the word. Oh, come on. But I had to bring forth the word because I know that the devil is a distraction. But if you don't think that my situation is good enough, well, let's go to the word. We can look at Peter. When Peter was walking on water, he was all good. I mean, he was like the Matrix. I mean, he had faith bigger than any kind of mustard seed. He was out there trusting and believing in God's word, and he was walking on the water. But then here comes the devil's DWMDs. And then he sent the whale with his mass distraction. And because of the distraction, Peter started to sink. Y'all still ain't feeling me. Okay, well let's try Samson. Maybe Samson will be a good example for you. See, what happened with Samson was as strong as strong can be. He had strength on top of strength. And see, what happened was Daniel or Delilah came along with her fine self, and Samson fell in love. And when Samson fell in love, the devil came along with his DWMDs, and Delilah allowed other people to distract her from what could have been and what should have been. And what happened was Samson allowed Delilah to distract him from what God said he should have been and what he would have been. And when he distracted him, the strength that he had was lost. And when Peter was distracted, the faith that he had was questioned. But that's not how the story ends, because see, the God that we serve is here in the text. He says, and he is which is to come. He says he is the Almighty, the God that we serve, in spite of the distraction, in spite of the failure, in spite of everything that goes wrong. He still snatched Peter out the water. He still allowed Samson's hair to grow back. He still allowed me to bring forth the word, because even if the devil's mind game shows up, God is a God who is almighty, who which is, which was, and which is to come. And when he shows up, he shows out. And the outcome is bigger than our minds. The outcome is bigger than any blessing, than any place that we will have room enough to receive it. God is good. Come on, y'all. I'm in the car getting light, boy. I'm in the car. I'm sweating because the devil will try to steal your mind. The devil will
will try to attack your body. The devil will try to stand on the very ground or take away the very ground that you stand on. But understand this. God will place your feet on a solid ground. He'll heal your body. He'll take over your mind. He'll pick your feet up and walk you in the direction of the blessing in which he was planning, preparing, and provided for you from the very beginning. Stop worrying about the devil. Stop worrying about the mind games. Start focusing on what God has done for you already and what he's capable of doing. And when the story is done, when it's all said and done, God will show up with all power as Alpha and Omega, and he'll go from which was to which is to come, and he'll show you why he's almighty. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. I don't got all this kind of, you know, I don't got my background music. I don't got my prayer music. I don't have no choir. I don't got a piano that can give me the But I tell you what I got. I got a God who's which is. I got a God who's which was. I got a God who is to come. I got a God who's almighty. I got a God who's all forgiving. I got a God who's a healer. I got a God who's a protector. I got a God who's a provider. I'm going to keep going until your feet get light. I got a God who will show up. I got a God who will show up. I got a God who's above everything that I can think of. He will provide. He will plan. He will be poignant. He will be punctual. He is all powerful. He is a protector. He is a provider. Oh, come on. He will make your problems putrid. Y'all hear me? I got a God. I dare you to say, I got a God. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a great God. Oh, I'm getting light. I gotta open the door. I'm sweating because God is good. He's worthy. Oh, come on. I'm calling. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Oh, come on. That's what it is. I'm closing right there. That's all I needed. Because the devil will try to steal your mind. But God's bigger than that. He's bigger than any steal. He's bigger than any drug deal. He's bigger than any lie. He's bigger than any cheat. He's bigger than any. Oh, he's God. It is Alpha and Omega. Revelations 1:8. He's the beginning and end. And he is which is, which was, and which is to come. That he's the Almighty. He's the Almighty. That's the word I'm bringing to you today. He is the Almighty. Focus on him. Keep your mind stayed on him. I'm going to the Lord right now. We're looking to him in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you. Lord God, it could have been worse, God. I could have skipped. We could have skipped, Father God. We could have gave up on what you're capable of. We could have not focused on your word, Lord God. But you allowed us. You allowed us to live through it, Lord God. You allowed us to go through it. You allowed what you had called us to do to be done because you're Alpha and Omega. Lord God, we thank you for being a healer, God. We thank you for being a protector, Lord God. We thank you for showing up and showing out, Lord God. We thank you for being above. We thank you for lifting us out of our mess, Lord God. Even though we haven't been faithful, even though we haven't been grateful, even though we lost faith, Lord God, even though we had distractions, you showed up and showed out. You still snatched us out the pits of hell and turned our lives around, turned our situations around, Lord God. We thank you. We love you. And we adore you, Lord God. And it's amazing. It's amazing how good you are, Lord God. We can't thank you enough. Lord God, we just ask that you bless everyone listening, Lord God, and that there's one soul that wants to seek your face, that wants to get closer to you, Lord God. We ask that this to be their time, Lord God, that they repeat after me and saying, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. I believe that he's coming back again, Lord God. I believe that he reigns, Lord God. I believe that he is Alpha and Omega, that he is which is, that which was, that which to come, that he is the Almighty, Lord God, and I want to follow him. I want to be closer to him. I want a better relationship with him, Lord God. I believe that he is risen, Lord God, that he died for me on the cross for my sins, and he's coming back, Father God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the words that they just repeated will change their life, that it will give them a relationship with you, Lord God, and everything that you have called them to be. They're walking to their purpose, Lord God. They're walking to what you've promised for them, Lord God. All distractions are gone. All storms will only make them stronger, Lord God. They'll gain wisdom. They'll gain strength. They'll gain serenity, Lord God. But most importantly, they'll gain a relationship with the Almighty, Lord God. That's what we're calling to right now from this prayer, Lord God. We claim the victory right now over our lives, over our finances, over our health, over our futures, over our sons and daughters, over our brothers and sisters.
sisters, over our mothers and fathers, over our family members, at our job, in our home, Lord God. It's in your son Jesus' name that we do pray and we claim these things. Amen. That's it. I mean, it's the end of ATB. Man, that God gave me that message, man. I'm sitting in my car right now. I couldn't do it in the studio because I was remote. And like I said, I was going to send you guys an old message. But you know what? God is good. He get rid of them distractions. He'll put you where you're supposed to be. And when you get a great relationship with God, he'll make it so you don't want to disappoint him. It won't be about you. You don't want to let God down. You know, you can't make decisions because they will let God down. You're tired of letting them down. You don't want to do that no more. And it's because of that relationship that you'll start focusing on the right things. It'll propel you to have a better relationship, a better life balance. You want to be great all the time. You won't settle for less, and you'll understand that you are where you are because of his greatness. And then that law of attraction will happen. Mind over matters. You'll start focusing on the right things. You'll start speaking life into yourself. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue. And you'll say, I am great. My destiny is greatness. No matter what I can do, no matter what distractions, God got me. And with that mindset, with that attitude, with those actions, God will show up and your life will turn around expeditiously, okay? Expeditiously. You'll start seeing greatness in ways you've never seen them before. So I claim victory in all your lives. I thank you for listening to After the Benediction, and I pray that it uplifts your spirit and that it brings a great relationship between you and our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's who I greet you in today, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. After the Benediction is done, in Jesus' name, amen.